Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. The fun you have is good for you. You need it. You deserve it. Question is, do you always feel good enough to enjoy it? Sometimes a headache or an upset stomach just won't let you enjoy the fun that's so good for you. Well, that, my friend, is a situation that calls for speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
You see, Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid for quick and easy use by your system.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, making it a soothing liquid that speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. Try it, won't you? For refreshing relief of a headache or upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer.
Now, this isn't the first time it's happened to Mr. McGee, although it doesn't happen every day, of course. But every time it does happen, it's always exciting.
Hey, Molly. Molly, come here, quick.
What is it, McGee? I'm upstairs. I can't come all the way down just to see...
A telegram.
A telegram?
Yeah.
Where? What? Who?
Boy, you ought to go out for the Olympics, kiddo. That was the fastest 40-yard dash I ever...
Never mind. Read it.
Well, I already did. It's from Aunt Sarah. Yep. She's back from Bermuda. Says plane grounded in New York. Stop. Switching to train. Stop. We'll be in Wistful Vista Tuesday about 6 p.m. We'll stop. Stop. Love. Aunt Sarah, stop.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Yep. Always glad to see the dear, sweet, loaded old lady and remind her how to spell our names. That checkbook of hers is number one in my Book of the Month Club.
Oh, McGee.
And that's not the only reason, too, either. I mean, she's a good kid. Loads of laughs if she's in a good mood, which I've never seen her in yet. But maybe we'll be lucky this time, and what's the matter?
The tea set.
Tea set?
You know that horrible thing she sent us last year from the Orient?
Oh, that.
The one that had the dragon heads for cup handles and a toad-shaped teapot? Oh, I knew we shouldn't have given it away.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, boy, we'd better get that back.
Oh, you know how she loves tea. If she should ask for some tea...
Crossed right off the will, we will be. Again. With indelible pencil this time.
Oh, I don't care about that, but I hate to hurt the dear, sweet old lady's feelings.
Oh, sure, there's that, too. Sure, well, come on, get your hat and coat. Boy, it's a good thing she gave us a warning. Let's go. And that's why we're here, Mabel.
But don't get us wrong. McGee and I just love that little Chinese tea set we gave you and Mort for your anniversary.
Yeah. I used to sit and stare at that thing for hours. It was just fascinating.
Why didn't you keep it?
Well, the reason we didn't keep it for ourselves and gave it to you and Mort is, we're teetotalers.
You what?
We don't drink tea.
Oh. Yeah, well, I wish I could help you kids, Mal, but... Well, actually, we don't have the set anymore.
What?
You don't? Oh, dear.
No, we gave it to the Wimples for Arbor Day. Yeah, Arbor Day. Luckily, it came the very next week, and we were so glad to get rid of...
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, our little Willie is so destructive, you know. He's always breaking things.
Yeah.
And this was such a beautiful set, with the hand-carved lily pads on each saucer and that toad-shaped teapot with his little mouth open. Well, we'd have been sick if anything had happened.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Well, we understand.
Well, thanks a lot, Mabel. We'll try the Wimples.
Yeah, well, you better hurry, though, because I think they felt just like we did about it.
That.
Yes, Mr. Wimple. The one with the dragon heads for cup handles.
And the toad-shaped teapot. The Toops have said they gave it to you.
Oh, yes, I remember. It had 24 pieces, and each one was marked Made in Outer Mongolia by Union Mongolians.
That's the one. We'd appreciate it if you'd get it for us, Wimp. We want to get it home and set up before Aunt Sarah arrives.
Oh, certainly, Mr. McGee. I'll be happy to. You wait right here.
Yes,
we'll return it tomorrow, Mr. Wimple. We just want to borrow it while my Aunt Sarah's here.
Oh, my gosh, yes. We don't want to keep it. Just borrow it. This sure is swell of you, Wally.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. McGee. Glad to help.
Whenever we see Aunt Sarah, the first thing she always says after, "My dear, I still don't know why you married him with all the chances you had," is, "How about a cup of tea?" she always says right after that.
Yes, and if we don't have that tea set, she'll just ask a million questions.
Well, I'm ready, Mrs. McGee.
Ready?
Hey, what you doing with your hat, coat, muffler, and earmuffs on?
I'm going over to Dr. Gamble's.
Dr. Gamble's?
To get your tea set.
What?
You see, exactly 1 month after we got it, the doctor repainted his office and Sweetie Face said to me, "Wallace, here's the perfect opportunity to get even with to do something nice for Dr. Gamble."
Oh, yeah, well, we know what you mean.
Yeah, come on, McGee and Mr. Wimple, to Dr. Gamble's. And let's hope this time around we'll grab the brass ring, because I don't know about you, but I'm getting dizzy.
Yeah.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Yes, it was a tea set, Doctor.
Yeah, you may not have known it right away, Doc, when you got it, but
That's what it was, though, a tea set.
Yep.
I wouldn't want you to think that Sweetie Face and I gave it to you because we didn't like it ourselves, Doctor.
Oh, of course not, Wallace. Why did you give it to me?
It was because...
You're teetotalers.
You don't drink tea.
That's it, yes. We don't drink tea, of course.
Now look, kids. It's getting close to Aunt Sarah time. So, Doc, if you'll just tell us who you gave it to and where they live, maybe by 5 o'clock we can run the dance.
I'm surprised at you.
Hmm?
Do you think I'd give away a gift given to me by two of my dearest friends, Mr. and Mrs. Wallace Wimple?
Well...
Especially anything as unusual as an outer Mongolian Chinese tea set with a hand-carved dragon head on each teacup and an exquisite toad-shaped teapot that whistles the Chinese national anthem.
The what?
It does? Well, goodness, I had no idea.
It's over at the Whitney's. Delivered December 24th, a Christmas present. Mrs. J. Manville Whitney, the third.
Oh, dear.
Frankly, kids, I was stuck for something she'd like, and she loved it. She called me up Christmas Day and said it was exactly what she wanted.
Famous last words.
Yeah, so far, everybody who's seen that thing thinks it...
Not her. She's a collector of Oriental art. She just loved it. Kept me on the phone a half hour, raving about every one of the 24 pieces. Individually.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, come on, kiddo. The Manville Whitney's mansion. Looks like this is going to be the end of the line. Whiz, I wonder why they don't answer. What's the matter with that butler of hers, anyway?
Well, here comes someone now.
Good.
Oh, dear. Fix your tie. How do I look?
Nervous, just like me. Boy, if she don't lend us the...
Yes?
Oh, hi. Is Mrs. Whitney, you know, J. Manville in, the third?
I beg your pardon.
The old dame, the one with the asthma.
Let me, dearie. Sir, we're Mr. and Mrs. McGee.
Oh, good heavens, yes. Those friends of Dr. Gamble's who helped Madam arrange that surprise party in the doctor's honor last summer.
Yeah, that's us. Now, would you tell Mrs. Whitney we got to see her? We got a problem, and...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Madam isn't here. She left this morning for Florida.
Florida?
Oh, dear. Florida. How are we going to...
But she hasn't forgotten you. Wait here, please.
Where are you going? Hey, look, we got to talk to somebody about this problem of ours. Isn't anyone else...
Here we are. I had it on the hall table to drop in the mail first thing tomorrow morning. As long as you're here.
Hey, what's this?
A gift for you. Just a small token of Madame's appreciation for all you did to make her dinner a success.
6 months later?
That's the way Madame is. She waits until she finds just the right thing for the right people. I've seen the gift she chose for you, and I must say, it is rather unusual.
And now, wait a minute. This is a gift. When was it Madame found it?
During Christmas, I believe.
And is it a set of some kind?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
A 24-piece set of some kind?
Exactly. But how did you...
Say no more.
Yes. This is the nicest present we've ever gotten. Come on, dearie. Success at last.
Yeah, so long, Meadow. 5:55. Just made it. You know how prompt Aunt Sarah always is. No doubt she'll be pulling up in a taxi any minute. Quick, open the door.
You do it. I'm hanging onto this package.
Okay.
I'll rush it out to the kitchen and unwrap it and wash the teapot.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Molly.
What's the matter?
Oh, under the door. Another telegram.
Oh, no, you don't think...
Now, wait a minute. Let's see what it says. Yeah. Listen. Fog lifted while waiting for train. Stop. Decided to go by plane as originally planned. Stop. Hope to see you another year. Stop, Aunt Sarah.
After all that grief.
Well, get out the birthday and anniversary gift list again, Molly. Only this time, let's send the dad-ratted thing out of town. If I have to go through this mess with that tea set again, I'll...
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Well, friends, I hope you'll have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or visit friends, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun, because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's a favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
It's me, kiddo. I'm back. And this time we can forget we ever saw that Chinese tea set because I just mailed it to my Uncle Sycamore. And you know where he lives. Stagnant Water, Texas.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Mrs. Whitney's butler just phoned.
Oh?
Asked how we liked the gift. Do you know what was in that package? A 24-piece set of imported crystal stemware from Italy.
What? Oh, we should have opened it, huh?
That set cost $125. I've seen it at the European Bazaar.
$125? Wow.
Yes.
Oh, so long, everybody.
See you later.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson, who is the butler, too. And Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Mary Jane Croft is Mabel Toots. Well, that takes care of Mrs. Whitney's imported crystal stemware, doesn't it? That little man can be such a jackass sometimes, but if he weren't, he wouldn't be fun to listen to. This is John Wald reminding you to tune in again Monday when the McGees tangle with a plumber trying to recover Molly's lost wedding ring. See you then.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.